Much of my city, take a moment, take this scene. If you were that young lady on your 50-minute break, you just had time to get your coffee, and you saw the situation unfolding with the dog, and you don't really feel sure that the person that's holding the dog is really her owner, would you have gone outside of yourself to wrestle that said person to get the dog? Would you have put yourself in harm's way?
That's what determines a hero.
Yeah.
And that's the immediate time, space, moment of my dog's universe colliding with this girl's universe. And an angel, if you want to call it, comes down and says, there's going to be something that's going to align perfectly here and the right thing is going to happen. Now, I say to myself, if the Montreal police got that call because of their technical BS about a being, a thing, is it his? Maybe he found it. Okay, he morally might not be just a good person, but, you know, I might not have got my dog back. He might have been able to get away.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just do what you have to do at the moment for the right of the cause and deal with the aftermath after. Mm-hmm. But the moral to this story is that people like you in the news do the right thing when you pick up a story like this. Because unfortunately, you know, I'm a publisher of a newspaper, you know that.
4 a.m.
That's right.
Now take your time. Take your time, Sparks.
Unfortunately, most news want to run with the story that has a dead ending.
Yeah.
Because that's the story that's going to make a good headline.
Yeah.
A happy ending is like, oh, well, she had a happy ending. Okay, well, you know, do we want to run this story? You should run this story. Because the first thing is, there's a lot of morals in this story. If you did find an animal lost or see somebody doing something with an animal improper, you should call the SPCA, advise them, because they know what to do. Police don't know what to do. So I don't know too many other age. I'm old school.
Yeah.
So I seen a dog, you know, something happened to a dog or a cat or something, like, you know, get hit by a car, God forbid, or something like that. Being abused in a bad way that I know is not right, my natural reaction would be to call the SPCA. And from my experience now, I would call the police, but I wouldn't call the station. I would have to call 911.
Yeah.
Because then I know that my voice is being recorded with that call. So if they don't act properly, have a record and recording of what my efforts were. I don't mean to jump onto the animal bandwagon, but maybe I am, because things do change your life and make you go into a mission that you didn't realize you might be missioned to. And I don't have no problem, because I don't want to see anybody. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
And every person that has a dog, that if somebody swiped their dog, abused their dog in their possession, they wouldn't want to run into that person. You know, when the police don't react the right way, they make people want to feel like they take law into their own hands.
Yeah.
You know, you get that thought. Let me see this motherfucker.
Nah. Yeah, we don't want to become vigilantes. Sparks, if people want to contact you, if people want to help you out and help out the young lady that saved your dog, how can they contact you, Sparks?
Okay, so my Facebook page is obviously Spark Davidson, like Harley Davidson, but Spark Davidson. You can contact me by my email address, sparksapilot, SPARKSA pilot, sparksapilot, @gmail.com. And I would invite you to send me whatever thoughts you have about this. And I just like to tell people that not buying the dog, not looking at a cute dog for a good deal.
Yeah.
Because you want a good deal, because it's servicing your need, is not the right thing to do. Because I would never want to buy a dog, no matter how small or cute it is or big and tough it is, that I didn't know the history of it.
No,
I wouldn't just want to be like buying a dog and be like, yo, you want to buy this dog? That don't sound cool to me.
No, definitely
it,
not.
It might. I do have a big heart. I would be definitely wanting to know what's up with the dog. Where you get the dog? What's going on with the dog? Maybe I have to rescue this dog and find out if there something happened with the dog. So, bro, that's this story. And the moral, the morals are very simple. And the outcome is that Montreal needs to get, and I urge Valerie Plante, the mayor of Montreal, to take me seriously and entertain my meeting, because we do need to have an official stamp by citizens and people in elected power.
Yeah.
When a Montrealer does something heroic that says, you are an official Montreal hero. That's my little mission right now. Okay. And I'm going to get it done.
No, you sure are. Montreal, my city, I'm speaking with entrepreneur, publisher, Spark Davison, a heroic story of dog napping, but actually comes out with a great ending. I'm happy your dog is back home safely with you, Sparks. Please send me over the picture. We're gonna throw Minnie up there on the cover of the Morning Detour this Friday.
No problem, and I'll send you a picture with Cindy if you ever want to talk to her and get her story and get her.
Yeah,
you know, she's French. You just need a translator.
No, I speak fluent French. I'm born and raised in Quebec. I'm good in French. Send me over information. We'll have her on as well.
Okay, amazing, amazing. I love you, Weezy, man.
I appreciate you. Likewise.
You're the best radio host, man. You're the best. You bring it, like, the most. thank you.
This is my life caller. Don't worry about it. We're going to put it up there.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bought a castle in France and it's the same one I built in the sand for you when I was two. I thought I painted a picture of heaven, but it turns out it's just your room, just your room. I run off the end of the earth just to see if you'd catch me when I know you let me fall every time. Wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself. Oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you.
The only thing that you and me was chasing, the kind of loving that they couldn't play with. You know my loving is an everyday thing, baby. Even when we in different places, texting and messaging and talking crazy. When I'm with you, I feel like it's a daydream. That's how I know that you would always be my baby.
All I do is wish that I could change myself, but wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself, oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. Wish that I could change myself, I wish that I could change my heart. All I do is wait around and hate myself, oh, I hate the way I need to be loved by you. I've walked 1,000 miles, I've opened every door. It's not enough, it's still your love I'm always looking for. It's just the way I'm wired, whether I'm wrong or right. I've only got one thing on my mind, I need to be loved by you. I need to be loved by you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back. It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chase, and I don't do enough sports segments because I have to get the right guys. So I got some aficionados. It's been an amazing NBA season. We're down to the last four teams. We have the Bucks, the Hawks, we have the Clippers, and the Suns. So to make it official this Friday, I brought to the table some basketball aficionados. So first off, he's a Raptors TV broadcast assistant. He's also a host on OXP Media. I'd like to bring to the show Mr. Mike Roach.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Ian, man. Thanks for having me.
Somebody's scheming for Ben Simmons in the back to make a shot. And we also, direct from New York, he's only a couple blocks away from Barclay, but he'll get no finals games this year. We got fitness coach Easy Does It. What's going on, Cuzzo?
Yo.
Okay, so I want to ask you guys right here and get you guys going. We ain't going to waste no time. Bucks, Hawks, Clippers, Suns. Did you guys expect these four teams? None of the teams that made it to the finals in the bubble last year, the Miami Heat or the Los Angeles Lakers, are even still in the playoffs at this point. So I'll start off with you, Mike. Are you surprised at the last four?
A little bit. I mean, after Kyrie Irving went down, I wasn't surprised that Brooklyn ended up losing in seven.
Yeah.
Even though they still had a really good chance to win. I in the end, I did take the Bucks in seven because I just don't think you can replace Kyrie Irving, especially when you have a James Harden who's still a little bit hobbled. He's still not at 100%.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Let me follow up with this. They said Kevin Durant had a career-changing game. Or I think it was game four, game five. Some people say it feels like he lost wind, he lost energy. But the same thing, people, we've been asking from LeBron for the last 16, 17, 18 years to carry the load, score the points, bring the ball up, do everything on both ends of the court. Pippen was saying the other day that, nah, Durant hasn't surpassed LeBron yet as the best player in the league. Are you of similar
I think he surpassed thinking? Him. I think he surpassed him. I think he surpassed him a few years ago, to be quite honest with you. LeBron is still a great player, but the things that Kevin Durant can do on both ends of the floor, especially on the offensive side, LeBron ain't on that level of offense that KD is on.
If he had...
and listen, you're talking about a guy who went up against the Milwaukee Bucks. James Harden is still hobbled. He's not himself. Kyrie Irving is not there. Joe Harris, as one of the better three-point shooters in the league, gave you nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay? Mm. Blake Griffin at this point can only do so much, and you have a bench who didn't even take a field goal attempt. I mean, for God's sakes, how much do you want Kevin Durant to do?
OXP meeting in the building. Tell him, Mike. Easy, talk to me. Are you surprised? Because I know you're a Brooklyn guy. I know you felt excited. Y'all had the ultimate super
man,
team.
We was finally about to bring a damn basketball championship to New York that we've been yearning for God knows how long. The Knicks couldn't pull through. Honestly, the Knicks season was a fluke, so I was never on that bandwagon like most of these New Yorkers were.
Julius Randle!
The Brooklyn Nets has something solid. I mean, obviously, you know, they had the chemistry concerns, which for myself I thought would have been a concern as well. Okay. But I definitely did not picture injuries being the problem. I felt like if anything, the Nets were gonna make it to the finals and they may have struggled against the Lakers, who are supposed to make it to the finals. But as far as like Kevin Durant surpassing LeBron, I'm still not going to say he surpassed LeBron, because the championship teams that Kevin Durant has won so far, it's more so like, yeah, he was the best player, but he still had those two elite players with him. So it was more so like Kevin Durant was an extra option, as opposed to LeBron's championships. With the exception to the Miami Heat days, the championship that he won with Cleveland and the final runs that he had in Cleveland, he was the primary everything, and everybody came along for the ride.
Yeah.
However, I do feel like this series did propel Kevin Durant, because this was the first time where he did take the load, because when he was in OKC, Russell Westbrook was the one that was taking all the shots at the end of the games, and Kevin Durant was taking a back seat. And when he went to Golden State, essentially, it was like having three snipers, and Kevin Durant was just the dude that decided to take the shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had three deadly snipers, and he was the one that was just taking most of the shots. So not to diminish, you know, what he did in those finals one with Golden State, but I feel like although with the loss, he definitely put himself at another level where, you know, he proved the critics wrong that he can carry a team if need be. But unfortunately, I mean, yo, playing 48 plus minutes, two games back to back. Then you got the bench, not nobody on the bench even helping.
He's looking
Joe
at
Harris.
Nobody. Nobody got no meat on his legs.
All of a sudden, Joe Harris just can't hit a shot for nothing. Blake Griffin, he's still doing the best that he can, but he's still not Lob City Griffin. You know, Irving was down. James Harden was playing on one leg essentially. He didn't even want to drive to the basket.
No, he don't want to do that.
So, I mean, it sucks. It sucks how it went down, because I definitely was looking forward to that parade on Flatbush, man. We needed that championship parade on Flatbush.
Okay, but Brooklyn, if Brooklyn's healthy, ain't nobody stopping.
No, nobody's being though.
None.
I told you.
None. Nobody. And that's why it's like a gift and a curse, because, you know, it sucks that, you know, the injuries put them out longer, but I feel like, you know, allowing them, you know, more rest, right, and, you know, they're going to be able to build more chemistry much sooner. You know, they're going to be able to work on the, you know, work on the things that they didn't work on. That's why I'm waiting to see, because I see so far Kevin Durant and James Harden committed to Team USA. I'm curious to see if Kyrie Irving would do it as well. That way they could build that chemistry over the summer.
Yeah.
Because they'll essentially be playing together. You know, they'll start That's learning habits. Yeah. So then by the time they get to training camp,
it's like,
you know, they already have a head start,
right,
on the chemistry between the three. So all that matters now is the role players with Brooklyn, which I don't know where or how, but they need to get some defensive minded players. Dinwiddie decided to decline the player option. Mm-hmm. So they need to put that $12 million to use and just go get some dogs, man. They need to get some PJ Tucker, Pat Beverly type dudes.
Can you imagine if Spencer Dinwiddie is nice. Like, if Spencer Dinwiddie was in that lineup, he would have made a huge difference.
I feel like he's being greedy. That's why he turned that down. That's why I'm waiting to see what Sean Marks is going to do. If they're going to try to, you know, if they're going to try to pay him more money, or if they're going to, they're just gonna let him go and try to use that money to get role players as opposed to, you know, trying to pay one player. You know right. what I'm saying? And honestly, if Dinwiddie has a good season and they make it to the finals, more than likely, he's not going to re-sign with the Nets anyway. He's probably still going to try to go get more money somewhere else anyway. If he already got his championship, because I could see Dinwiddie wants to be the man.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys this. Did you guys see the Hawks beating Philly? Where is Ice Cold Trey coming from? I thought he couldn't shoot. I thought he just got in the league like yesterday.
What? That boy is nice, man. I've been watching him since he was in college. That's the thing. That's the thing about most.
But you didn't
players.
See him beating Philly. You didn't see him beating Ben Simmons.
I saw Philly losing the way that they did. I didn't think it was gonna happen with the Hawks, though. That really did surprise me.
Do you guys blame Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
Because I've never seen. Hold on. Hold on. Because I've been trying to wrap my head around. I've been talking to E for a minute now. Every year I come in and out, and I keep hearing, "Well, he can't shoot, but he does all these other things that are great." And I'm like, hold on, isn't he the main point guard? Isn't he 6'10", 6'11", whatever they want to list him at? How could you play in the league this long and not have a jumper or not have a willingness to even take a jumper?
See, the thing well, about Ben Simmons, like, yo, and this is what a lot of people don't realize. Like, when he came out of high school, he was a highly sought-out player. Right. But what actually propelled him was when LeBron co-signed him. Ben Simmons is the first player that LeBron co-signed. And you got to remember, Ben Simmons is one of the first athletes on Clutch Management, which his sister actually works for Clutch. So basically, Ben Simmons came around at the beginning of the Rich Paul era.
Yeah.
So, and you know how Rich Paul is nice with what he does. So basically, Ben Simmons was like his first real star. So I feel like, I feel like the fact that LeBron co-signed him and he's like one of the first people on Clutch, I feel like that gassed him up, where he felt like he already got that validation where he don't need to prove himself.
Right.
Well, it is on him, number one. There's a few different things here. Number one, Ben Simmons, as we know, flat out just can't shoot a damn basketball. Okay. It doesn't matter where on the floor he is, the guy can't shoot. He can do everything else. He's a very good player from end to end. He's fast. He's big, he's strong, good NBA body, he can rebound, he can pass the ball, he can find guys all over the place. Mm-hmm. He just can't shoot the goddamn ball, okay? He has no confidence whatsoever. And he has to be accountable for that, but Philadelphia has some goddamn explaining to do as well. How the hell have you not found some type of mentor, some kind of coach? Listen, 2 years ago, I sat down in Toronto. I talked to Elton Brand, who's the GM of the team. Mm. We were having a quick conversation,
right. Okay?
Elton Brand, you know, really made an emphasis because he was trying to tell me how to improve myself as a guy coming up in the industry and stuff. He goes, you know what, young fella, you really need to get yourself a mentor. Why the hell did they not find a mentor for this man? I mean, I get it. I tried. To a certain degree, it doesn't matter. Anybody who's played basketball, we have played a lot, Ian. I know you since I was a kid.
Yeah.
We played at decent levels. We've coached. it doesn't matter to a certain degree how much you have a mentor who teaches you or whatnot. Mm-hmm. You got to have the balls when you're on the court to shoot the ball.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like you can teach as much as you want. If he doesn't have the confidence, the dude passed up a dunk. That's when I knew that
they was finished.
Okay, before I let you guys go, because you guys, we could talk sports for 2 hours. I know y'all gonna go like this. I'm gonna bring you guys back on again. But real quick, before I go to some music, who do you guys have in the finals? I'll start with you, Mike.
I have Milwaukee and Phoenix. Mm.
E, you feeling that?
Milwaukee and Phoenix.
I don't know, man. Like, I do feel like that's a possibility, but Tyronn Lue, which doesn't get enough respect.
Yeah, he getting it now.
He's proven himself that he knows how to make adjustments. So I would say right now it does look like Phoenix, but I'm just waiting to see what type of adjustments he is going to make, because this is the third time they've been down 0-2, and he made the appropriate adjustments. Honestly, they should be 1-1 if Paul George, they missed some free throws. Pat Beverly worked hard as hell yesterday. Keeping Booker at 5 of 16, Paul George blew it. So right now it's looking like Milwaukee Phoenix, but I feel like if Tyronn Lue makes the adjustments and if Kawhi Leonard comes back, it should be Clippers Bucks.
Hey, listen, man. Pat Bev did everything he could. He even gave him that goddamn Bam Bam Bigelow headbutt, and that wasn't even good enough. Okay.
Oh, boy, it's crazy. Montreal, my city, I'm speaking with Raptors TV broadcast assistant Mike Roach, and also from OXP Media, and Mr. Fitness, Easy Does It out of Brooklyn. Guys, I'm going to have you guys back on in 2 weeks. Let's see what we're looking at in terms of the finals.
All right.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Now Cara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Cara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Cara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, let me tell you, I need some of the glitter you used at the photo shoot, Larina. You were shining, boy. I was there in the loft looking like, where's Tyra going to pop up? I'm on the next top model. What is going on here?
You need the glow.
Oh, I need the glow, boy. Mary with the glow. So, Montreal, my city, you are back. It's the Morning Detour. Now, by that time, Larina's going to give us some community updates, some entertainment news. Lolo, what is going on?
Finally, a lot is going on. The city is opening up. There's a lot of activities to do. The beaches are open. The pools are open. So definitely visit your local government website to see if the pools by you are open. But one thing that's fun that opened for the whole family is Aquazilla. You don't know about Aquazilla?
How do you come up with these things? Like, how do you find all these stuff? Okay, what's Aquazilla?
I will let you know. So it opened on Wednesday, the 23rd, and it's located at Jean Doré Beach. So it's an inflatable structure comprised of obstacles, slides, platforms for jumping into the water, and it even has a water trampoline. So you could go through the structure and try to get from one end to the other. It's really hard. A lot of adults fail, and you just fall in the water. No, I haven't done it.
Challenge accepted, Larina. Challenge accepted. You saw me in the trees of Nebraska. You know I can do it all.
Well, get your camera and you can film all of it. It's open daily from 11 to 6 p.m. It's $15 per adult for 1 hour or $26.75 per adult for a day. And it's for those that are 6 years old and over that can go on the inflatable structure. And it's great. So if you want to have a day at the beach and then you guys want to switch it up, mm-hmm. you can go ahead and go to Aquazilla for a bit. Another thing that is coming up soon is the Ardennes Warehouse sale. I love sales. So this is happening on June 30th to August 1st, all summer. You can go visit. It is in Saint-Laurent, located at 105 Boulevard Marcel-Lorraine. And everything will be $1 to $5. So it's great to get, like, you know, sandals for the summer.
You just like the price. $1 to $5. I like that.
All sales are like a hit or miss. But to get your, like, your basic clothing, it's a good thing to go there and get that. Another really cool thing that opened up recently is the VIP Cineplex Theater. So this is located in the Forum on the bottom floor. So that's 2313 St. Catherine Street West. So this is actually Cineplex's first 18-plus VIP theater in Montreal. So it has, like, nice, like, plush leather seats. They have tables. You can order drinks. You can order a full meal and also get your, you know, regular snacks that you get at the movie theater. So it is a great, like, VIP treatment to go watch your favorite movies. Mm-hmm. So definitely check that out. Also, what's coming up soon is the cookout for the People Entertainment on Saturday, July 3rd at Angrignon Park. We'll be having, a get-together party starting at 3 p.m. They're going to have food, music, and a list of local vendors. So definitely check it out. It is a BYOB event. So if you're looking for something to do in the park on July 3rd, check it out.
They're going to shut down Angrignon Park soon. Everybody, like, they have, like, 22 events in Angrignon Park at all times.
Yeah, but it was like that last summer, too. You know what? We're gonna stay optimistic over here in this square for Lorena.
In this square.
And we're going to say it's going to be a good summer at Angrignon Park if you're looking for something to do and you still want your space. Definitely check out those parties there.
Emphasis on space. I see you.
Definitely. Keep your personal space, people. Versus is happening this Saturday, Bow Wow versus Soulja Boy. Definitely check that out. That is 8 p.m. Eastern time on Versus TV on IG.
Did you see Soulja Boy going off this week on Bow Wow on social media?
Like, over a month now.
he's like, name five Bow Wow songs. He's like, he got no songs with, he don't have no songs with, what do you say, Bow Wow had no songs with Drake and Nicki or something like that? He was saying, yo, Soulja Boy is wild. Oh, he's like, Bow Wow never shot the Draco. I'm like, I wouldn't really be glamorizing the fact that you bust guns at people, but they were intruders in his house, so. Soulja Boy is wild.
Soulja Boy is wild. I think it's going to be a really good time. They're both great entertainers. I saw Soulja Boy live. Entertaining. So I'm definitely excited for that. Also, don't forget, today the documentary came out, My Life by Mary J. Blige. That is on Amazon Prime. So definitely support her if you're a fan of Mary or hip-hop and R&B music. Another thing, Michael B. Jordan actually made headlines this week.
Yeah.
He announced the launch of his new rum called Juve. And he sent out PR boxes that gave a brief history of the name. But, of course, people were not happy. So they were saying he is appropriating the name, especially since it was trademarked as well. So that prohibits other people to use the name.
Did he trademark or was trademark already before?
No, he did it. So him and his team.
Okay, so this is the thing. Because I was talking to some Trini folk the other day. And they were saying, okay, listen. Saying that he appropriated is kind of strong. But this is the thing. People don't want to lock things down when they shouldn't. When other people come and they locked it down, now they're the bad person. You guys, Marshall and them could have done this from years ago. Nobody want to do it. But y'all wait till an American guy comes and say, you know, that's a dope name. Yeah, I can incorporate that. Yeah, I could trademark that. And now you guys mad at him for something that you guys should have done years ago. Don't be mad at me. It's a fact. It is what it is. Somebody in the West Indian community in Trinidad or Grenada, wherever Juve started, because I think Juve started in Grenada. But don't hold me to that, because I know different cities are going to go wild out on me, different countries are going to wild out on me. But at any given time in history before Michael B. Jordan came along, they could have trademarked it. Everybody just wanted to party and have a good time and wind down to Soca. This is what happens.
But see, that is my other point, too, is that we do not trademark our things. Like, we don't take control of it. Yeah. We have other people taking control. And then also, that also brings the conversation of the alcohol that we do drink. So a lot of people drink Captain Morgan, but then Captain Morgan is a racist man that did a whole bunch of crazy stuff, but yet we continue to drink his rum, right? So we have the opportunity to create our own, have our own names, and really have control over that. So I think there is a lesson to be learned here, that we really need to take hold of our stuff and have control over it. and create things from it. But he since has apologized about what he's done, and him and his team are going to rename their brand of rum. So we will keep you updated on that to see what the new name will be.
All right.
Also, Britney Spears. So she is back in the news because she appeared in court remotely on Wednesday to speak publicly for the first time, pleading to end her conservatorship that has controlled her personal and professional life since 2008. So this conservatorship is run by her father, James Spears. And basically, she detailed everything that she's going through because she says that it's a very abusive situation.
Yeah.
So some of the things she pointed out was she wants to be able to have another child and get married, but her conservatorship doesn't allow her to see a doctor to remove her IUD. She does not have permission to do that, so she cannot have another kid. She's forced to take medication. So basically what happened is that she had told her management she wanted to stop her Las Vegas residency. So then her doctors prescribed her lithium, which is a mood stabilizer.
Yeah.
So she was kind of like zombied out for a bit because of that. She's also forced to perform against her will because she is the moneymaker in the family. Yeah. So even pays her father to be the head of her her conservatorship and everything, which is real crazy. And she's unable to speak to the media. So if the media is looking to speak to her, it's her father or her mother or somebody on her team that have to go and speak on her behalf. And she claims that what they're telling the media is all lies. So this has been happening for a very long time. The Free Britney Spears hashtag has been going for a long time because her fans knew that something was off. And they've been pleading for her freedom for years. And there's also a good documentary, if anybody wants to watch it. It's on Crave, called Framing Britney Spears. And it talks about what she's going through and what others have been going through that are in conservatorships that have gone bad.
Britney Spears is a prisoner.
Yep.
Britney Spears is a real life slave.
Mm-hmm.
And when this whole conservatorship happened, and I read up on it a little bit, yo, it's really wild that other people in your family can gain full control over your health, your financial, and your personal being. That's wild to me. And the fact that they're still forcing her to perform, but she can't speak to the media, and they're still earning money, that's, yo, they're pimping Britney. They're legally pimping Britney, and we're all here watching it like, and no one's doing nothing. This is an awkward situation. Where are all those other celebrities that are friends with Britney? Where are all those people that's on the same plateau as her? Where are people there to reach out and help her? This is crazy. She's a real slave.
You can't get to her because the person that made the documentary Framing Britney Spears, she wanted to reach out to her because she wanted to get her permission to be able to release the documentary because she kind of felt bad speaking on her situation without her consent or her input. But it's impossible because the woman that made it, she worked for New York Times. When you work for New York Times, you could get in touch and speak to anybody. Like, everybody's like, okay.
You're New York Times.
Yeah, you're a reputable source. Like, I could speak to you or whatever. You cannot get in touch. She tried to contact the publicist, the manager. She tried to contact friends, and no one can speak to Britney.
Like, that's crazy.
Her.
Free Britney Spears. Oh, man. Crazy.
No, She's definitely crazy. The next thing that's up is Black creators on TikTok have gone on strike.
I heard about that. What's up? We on strike? I didn't get the memo. I'm not on TikTok, though.
Okay, well, you need to be on TikTok if you need to be a creator. So, since the pandemic started, there has been many viral dance challenges that had started from TikTok, and they were created by Black people. But they have not been acknowledged or paid for what they created. So now they are on strike. So, for example, Jalea Harmon created the Renegade Dance last year to K Camp's song Lottery. That was like a big deal. It's still like an ongoing thing. And she went uncredited until the New York Times did a profile on her. But it was white TikTok creators copying her dances that actually received like sponsorship from different brands, high views on their page, higher followers and everything. So they really got to eat off of what she created. And another example is The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, which featured TikTok star Addison Rae Easterling. She was on a segment where she did 8 viral dances that were originally created by Black TikTok creators. And a lot of people were upset because they were like, why didn't you get the original creators to come on the show and do the dances instead of another girl who was mimicking what they were doing? So this is a big issue that's been happening, I think, not just on TikTok, but across all platforms.
Yeah.
Like even last week when I spoke about Michael Costello buying the dress from the Black designer and then selling it as his own. It's something that happens a lot. So I think a lot of talk needs to happen, and also steps where Black creators can protect the stuff that they're creating online.
Yeah, listen, Mel, we need to start a Black union to protect our intellectual properties. That's what needs to happen. We've been giving it away for decades for free. They've made millions, billions off of our culture. Listen, man, TikTok, IG, Facebook, listen, they need, stop sending me all these service agreements. Start putting things in place to protect us Black creators, because then you guys want to take our stuff and make it seem like we ain't create the fire and y'all making all the money. Enough is enough. We going on strike. I stand with them. We going on strike.
No, I definitely stand with them, and hopefully TikTok intervenes and comes up with something where the Black creators are getting their recognition and able to make money off of this. But speaking of TikTok, the last thing I am going to mention is that Much Music is relaunching on TikTok as a digital first network. So that should be fun. Basically, they will relaunch on July 7th. And they will have live performances and artist-hosted streams, as well as revivals of established segments like Video on Trial, Intimate and Interactive, and Much Music Spotlight. They will also have new VJs come on as well to host those segments. So that's going to be starting on July 7th on TikTok.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Lorena Boy. Riveting stuff, boy, top to bottom, from entertainment to real news. Is like, goddamn. I told y'all, a storm is coming. Keep it locked. We got much more. It's the Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3
FM. Bop out. What's up? We making money in quarantine. Dirt in my stick and my wood clean. It's a Blue Benjamin's vaccine. Need to bounce back now on taxing. The trap, we go tag team. Talk on FaceTime, it's no texting. Holding a file, who gon' press me? Big way, we scrape. She do the white like it's Colgate. She still go and get it in 4 ways. When I'm in my city, I feel safe. I'm bigger than Bill Gates. We chase a billion and get paid. Self up, we moving with AKs. That means we make plays. Going Jumanji, let's go, hey. I put Pave in my Cartier's. We don't want that throw shade. If she looking like something, we face. I'm quick on my toes, no ballet. Pick up them bowls and valet. It's Friday, you know it's a cash day. We don't count up them red, we count red games. Pop out. What's up? We making money in quarantine. Dirt in my stick and my wood clean. It's a Blue Benjamin's vaccine. Need to bounce back now on taxing. The trap, we go tag team. Talk on FaceTime, it's no texting. Holding the file, we gon'
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back to the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Wheezy Moonchaser. Now, for weeks, I've been talking about this vaccination. And let me preface this, because I know CKT McGill's going to get on me. We're not trying to sway nobody. We're not trying to put down nobody that got the vaccination or those are non-vaxxers. I'm just trying to offer some perspective. So I'm going to bring on over the next couple of weeks different professionals, and I want to see how the COVID-19 vaccine has kind of impacted their industry. So this week, really excited about this week's guest. Hold on. She's got a plethora of qualifications. First of all, she has a master's in clinical exercise physiology. She has over 10 years of experience as a research coordinator, assistant in a clinical rehab. So, you know, we're talking about pulmonary and neurological, and it makes sense to me because the COVID-19 is affecting these particular areas. She's also a naturopath. Listen, we've had many naturopaths on the show. I'm still expanding about energy. There has to be something with this vaccine energy. So, okay, it makes sense I brought this person on. And she's also not just your regular Reiki. She's a Reiki master. The highest of level is like the black belt in karate when it comes to emotions and energies and feeling people. So I'd like to introduce you to the show. First time on the show, The Morning Detour, Mrs. Rima Wardini. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me, Ian, and thank you for having me, folks. Honestly, I'm very, very honored to be here. This is my first podcast.
Well, Rima, There's no stress. It's only daytime radio. Only, the, you know, it's the top morning show. We would have a good time with it. I'm just trying to see how this COVID-19 has kind of impacted your industry. Because right now, are you still working in the rehab? What do you do right now? Because you have a lot of titles. So what are you currently
writing? So I still have both worlds, technically. So I still am in research. I'm the right hand of the research director at a hospital in Laval here. And I also have my private practice as a naturopath. So you can see my worlds are like kind of like intertwined with everything that's going on right now. And then you have the two.
So let me open them there.
Different spectrums.
How conflicted are you? Because you're working in the medical industry, but you also are on the natural side of the medicalness as well. You're like a woman without a home. You're like Tom Hanks in The Terminal. Where do you kind of like, you know, before we get into the COVID-19, how conflicted do you feel right now with the way society's going with the pandemic?
Yeah, very conflicted. Actually, very conflicted. Why? Because I feel that the energy is conflicted. Everybody around me is conflicted. Mm-hmm. There is the complete extreme versions of this person following what they need to follow due to what they hear. And the other person is like, no way, I'm not putting anything in my body. And then you're this health professional trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with things. And I'm very conflicted. And I'm kind of worried about how people are just not giving their power away. I would tell you this is my main concern.
Well, listen, a lot of the population is hesitant between the ages of 18 and 40. A lot of hesitancy there. There's a lot of mistrust with the government as well. Liberty. Some people feel like their liberties are being overtaken. Others feel like, you know what, I'm just gonna... Mm-hmm. They said it on TV. The government said this is what we're supposed to do. But let's follow that. I give that a little bit of pushback because I'm like, well, I judge people's future behavior based on their past experiences. Now, the government, I mean, they've done a lot of things. I'm reminiscent to find a point where the government has really done things for the interests of the people, solely for the interests of the people. So now I'm kind of apprehensive, Rima, here, because I'm getting incentives now. Now they want a lottery if you take the vaccine. Now they're cutting off years off your sentence if you get the vaccine. You can even get a free burger at some of the fast food joints if you get the vaccine. Yeah. This is weird.
You could even get lottery. It's really crazy. And you know what they have done very well is that they have studied human behavior for such a long period of time, right?
Talk about it.
And they know exactly, what to say, what to do, how to manipulate people. And, you know, they will get the majority of the population because, like I said, we have given our power away. Mm. We have no voice anymore. Mm. We don't trust ourselves. So we trust the doctor or we trust, and I'm not saying, you know, doctors are doing their best to help people. Research is doing its best to help people. Am I saying that everything is legit? No, I've been in research for long enough to know that there are corners that can be very well, you know. It's not fully unethical, but, you know, if you do it that way, it could be ethically correct, you know, and it's.
I'm so happy you said that because there's such an avalanche of information. Just preparing for this first segment with you, I wanted to see, because I've had some people say, well, I'm not going to put the shot in my body because it's not FDA approved. So now I went down this rabbit hole trying to research, is Moderna FDA approved? Is Pfizer FDA approved? Now what I'm seeing, now they're pushing to be fully FDA approved, and they fall into some emergency act where it's trialed up to a certain point. But all that to say, it's really confusing for the regular person. It's really confusing for the layman person. I asked Google a simple question. Is Moderna and is Pfizer FDA approved? And I couldn't get a clear answer.
However, if you look into Health Canada, they're all approved.
Yes. Health Canada has approved it, but the USA is still... That's one issue a lot of people are having, that all these countries aren't on the same page. Now, this is going to be a problem with people. As you see, we're opening back up. People want to travel. They're trying to get us to all co-sign this visa passport, which obviously infringes on our personal human rights, no matter where you live in the world. Different countries aren't on the same page. And then they wonder why people are hesitant. Then they wonder why people are mistrustful.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you this.
Forget about different countries don't have the same thing. Let's just focus on what happened throughout this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Put on the mask, don't put on the mask, or put on the mask, you have to be 2 meters away, but yet in schools, when kids are eating, they don't have the mask on. And then okay, you're in the middle of like the shopping center and everybody's there, like we're waiting in line, yeah. Definitely not 2 meters away, I could tell you for sure.
Yeah.
But you have this mask on. And then I have my daughter that is 14 years old that was given toxic masks for 3 weeks before the school came back and told me that the masks were toxic. So you wonder why people are hesitant. It's because there's so many things. And I think the problem here is that they don't know anything about this COVID. They've been doing research, and in the midst of doing the research about this pandemic, they've been including the vaccine.
Yeah.
And it has never been done before like this. If you think about it, vaccination comes after a pandemic, and it takes years before kind of like it's developed and then tested on.
Yeah.
But it's the first vaccine.
So what they're saying,
it's being like, tested.
I'm glad you said that because I was on Reuters and I was just researching the vaccine for the segment, and one of the doctors was saying that yes, the vaccine, they were able to produce this vaccine so rapidly because they use SARS and cousins to this pandemic, and they're able to fast track it. But then I saw some other doctors that said, nah, you guys cut some corners. So now I'm conflicted. I don't know which doctor to believe. And then you wonder to yourself, Rima, should our kids have had a course on immunology? It seems real important now to understand how your body works, how it responds to toxins. Because I feel like none of us are immunologists. You know, you're closer to it because you're a health professional. But it's too many conflicting ideas. There's too much chefs in the kitchen.
You're absolutely right. And the problem is that I did biology for a year and a half, and I kind of couldn't stand it anymore because I needed to speak to human beings and not bacteria and viruses at one point. But
the molecules are showing you no love, Rima. You don't like the molecules?
The microorganisms. You know what? If you go back and you look into it, the virus is like this genetic coding, this really small genetic coding that is creating this whole chaos around the world. And the thing is that we are hosts for thousands and millions of bacteria. So we have more bacteria in our body than we have cells in our body. And this is because we're good hosts for it. And this is, our survival is based on that.
Yeah.
Bacteria can live without us. We cannot live without bacteria and viruses and microorganisms. Okay. So this is the fact. Then we go back into the reality of COVID. And the thing is that they have done a lot of research on mRNA vaccines, okay? Yeah. So what is that? It's that the coding, the genetic coding. So it's been years and years that they have been doing that. But what it means is that they're putting things that are not naturally produced by a human being. Mm. So it's all modified. And what makes it easy is that they can remodify what they want in the RNA coding into the vaccine. And what they say, some scientists say that, and mainly one of the scientists, his name is Luc Montagnier. He's from France, actually, and he was known. He got the Nobel Prize for HIV. So he's the one who discovered HIV. And he was talking about how the vaccines may be causing more resistance and maybe the cause of the variants that we are seeing. Mm. Okay? And then you have, you know, everybody else that suddenly, this guy that got the Nobel Prize is now considered a conspiracy theorist, this and that, and forget about everything, all the years of studying and everything else that he was promoted for. And that's where I have conflicting issues. That's where I'm saying, guys, science is all about innovation. It's all about ideas. It's all about exchange. It's all about openness of mind. Mm-hmm. Can we just agree to disagree? Let's make more studies. Let's go more about it. Let's see what's going on, really. We're not really understanding COVID. You know, that's why there's so many studies going into dissecting each part of the COVID, because we're not understanding it.
Oh.
So how do you implement everything into human beings? And my other problem is that, you know, there's not enough research on it.
Mm.
You know, and then you go back and you go back and you hear stuff like, let's say, Obama talking about in 2014, talking about of a pandemic that may happen in 5 years.
Yeah.
And then you're asking people to kind of like trust the government. So I just feel that my issue here is not to tell you to take the vaccine or not to take the vaccine. My main concern is What do you think? What do you think your body's ready for?
Yeah.
Are you consciously doing this? Are you doing it for fear? Are you doing it because you're put? I have a friend that just got vaccinated that a week ago told me I'm not going to get vaccinated. But because his friend, one of his best friends said, I'm not going to see you if you're not vaccinated.
Yeah, a lot of people like
now that. Now I have it.
Yeah.
You know, I have an issue with that. Or, you know, I had this client that got out of my office because she said, you know what, you know, I'm here. I could have told you before, but I wanted to know if you got vaccinated. And I said, no, I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, I'm not ready yet.
I need to study it more and be more. And she was really offended. And she took it as like, and I said, you know, we have to respect each other's, you know, decision making. Yeah. And she just said, you know, this isn't a social issue. It's a social matter. And I looked at her, I said, okay. And I could see, I could see the visceral fear that she had in her. Like it was visceral, like it was very fearful. And then I was trying to defend something. And then I said to myself, what am I defending?
Yeah.
I'm not defending anything. I just have to get away from the emotional state.
Right.
And just see the person with her fear and understand where she's coming from. But I'm not ready. I told her consciously, I am not ready to put something like this in my body.
Yeah.
But that's my own decision. You know? And no. She's like, I'm ready to go and die for the people. And I'm like, but that's not being social supporter. That's being going towards the suicidal
the way all this is framed up, they hype people up on this fear thing. Now, for example, just look at it this way. We just came out of lockdown, so like this is all new to us, but everybody's been streaming for the last couple of years now, right? All the latest movies on Amazon Prime are all pandemic related. They're all like doomsday movies. Just kind of mentally preparing you. Sweet Tooth. This one is one coming on July 2nd. They're all kind of trying to prepare you. And then there's this vibe, especially that this client you just mentioned, that if you don't get the vaccine, you're selfish. You don't care about people. One of the things I love in life is the Greek mythological era. I love Gladiator when fights the fight in the arena and people go thumbs up or thumbs down. Because that's pretty much how society works. It's just in a different form. Life is nothing but a big high school. Life is not what a big high school, and that's what it is. Okay, the
absolutely, cool kids. Absolutely. It's all about the experience, and I think at this point is what I want. And when people come and get me and see me, even when they have the vaccine, for me as a naturopath and as a human being that cares and compassionate, is seeking for the truth. Okay, I'm not seeking for anything else, but at the same time, I'm not going to try to convince you not to do something that you are convinced of.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. Because that's not my role. My role is to support you through your decision. So my goal here is to figure out a natural way. Because this is my nature. I just go towards natural stuff before I have to go towards the medical stuff.
Yeah, give me some natural solution.
This is my nature and it always has been.
Right?
So I'm going to go into a natural solution to say, you know what? Okay, you took the vaccine. What, did you sit with yourself and ask yourself why you took the vaccine? Mm-hmm. Was it for the right reason, for the wrong reason? Then, okay, you took it. Now I'm going to go and figure out something natural that could take out at least part of the negative impact of the vaccine. And, you know, it's known that vaccines have heavy metals in them that could cause a lot of things in your body. So if I could at least figure out a way to help the person to take out the negative stuff, at least I did that. At least I did my best to do that.
Yeah, we need more people
and
like you, Rima. We need more people like you. Give me some natural solutions. I'm nervous about putting some in my body. I'll tell you this. Even when I work out, when I start working out with my trainer, Good Fit, you know, when you start working out with a trainer, he gives you the program. He gives you a nutrition list to go buy creatine, this and that. I won't even put that in my body, Rima. I'm scared of everything. I'm really nervous about it. You and I were speaking last week about before I let you go here, you were talking about last week about we don't even understand the side effects of this because we kind of fast track this whole vaccine. I feel like I feel like our human bodies, our human society, we're just like this whole fast food guinea pig market now. Speak to me about your views on the side effects, what you think we're looking at right now.
Well, there's a lot of things that are happening, right? Like if you look into the studies and some of it, and I get, you know, the dark studies, right? Like the studies that nobody wants to really talk about.
It doesn't show up on CNN.
And, you know, you have... they show up at my office. They show up at my office.
This is why you're here.
Women get miscarriage because her husband got vaccinated. Or, you know, I mean, it's things that, yes, and, you know, there's no study that proves it. But at this point, I could just go with my gut feeling that if I have 2 to 3 women, one after the other, after somebody else in their family getting vaccinated, that they lost their baby, there's something that I'm going to think about. Okay, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or, you know, blood clots. It's very rare for very young people to get blood clots when you're very healthy, you're athletic, you're doing this and that, and you get blood clots after the vaccination. You know, and there's many of those doctors that are very highly positioned that are talking about this, and then they get cut off completely. Yeah. As conspiracy theorists and put aside. That's where I have a problem with. With the rest, I mean, and then you have things. It's been proven that vitamin D, zinc, you know, can prevent, can give you the strength that you need to prevent COVID. It's not something that is unknown because of the biochemical reactions that they have on your body. And just to let you know, like vitamin D is known as the, and on an energetic field, it's like your light. Within you.
Yeah, tell me what. So I need the vitamin D.
The sun gives you the vitamin D. So it's the light. Vitamin D. Vitamin A is, let's say, your identity or like all of these things. You have to kind of, people need to just know that there are reasons beyond our knowledge that are far from biochemical, that there's the energy of the nature, of the natural stuff that can help you out. You know, and let's say essential oils. White pine essential oils have been really known to be helpful. Little things like that. And they do not cost much, guys. Like, there's so many things out there. And my issue is that the more and more we're going into it, the more and more they're slowly getting natural stuff away from the access of people because there's a business behind it. The reality is that there's a whole business behind it, right? And like you said, life is a school. So either you be part of the game, either you be the black sheep and try to figure out what's really going on.
No, the pharmaceutical companies are up to something. Imagine that there was a vaccine or a cure that a pharmaceutical company had and that everybody in the world had to take. This is the best marketing plan ever. This is the best marketing plan ever. Everybody has to take it, and it's a law in every country. You know, listen, it ain't old news that lobbyists and pharmaceutical companies and governments are all in bed with each other. There was just a report last year about that. Wild times, Rima. You need to come back on the show and give us a list of all the natural products and how people can use it, because I think it's very important that we have to keep talking about the natural products that people can use, so the government can't take all of the good stuff away. They already want to change the music in the elevators to French, Rima. They're not going to get rid of my natural vitamin D. I need the natural stores. I love my natural. Montreal has a plethora of natural stores.
Absolutely. So we need to keep those alive. And you know, and I'm not bashing the pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of medication out there that really, really help people. Yep. And that's not to go against that. But I you know, the problem is that we're not going to the source of the problem. Mm. We always find ways to patch the problem instead of really going to the source. And I think we should really start doing that. And the fear guys have been really, really, you know, linked with disease.
Yeah.
Fear has been linked with disease, and that's exactly what they're promoting. So if there's anything I would ask anybody to do is to just have faith in what you know your body needs. Like, just go within and say, okay, what does my body need? If you're convinced of the vaccine, go ahead. Go ahead, because when you tell me you can do something, I believe you. And when you can tell me you can do something, I also believe you. It's always like the power of the mind and the power of you healing yourself within yourself, right? But just don't do it because of fear. Don't do it because of peer pressure. Just make sure that you ask the right questions, that you could see all the options that are around you, and just not to follow just one thing. And we'll see what happens with that vaccination, you know, passport.
Time will tell. I feel like the world is like a kind of like a control state. Why? And I feel kind of weird. I've already found a piece of jungle in Belize. I'm going to run away to. I'm going to live like Tarzan in the trees. That's why I was at Nebraska a week ago, just training in the trees. But Montreal, my city, I've been speaking with health professional Rima Wardini. She's amazing. She's great. Please come back and give us some tips about some healthy choices we can make in our lives. I want to make sure my temple is pure. But thank you for being on the Morning Detour, Rima. This has been great.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You are now tuned into the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Listen to your
KUT Radio 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Ring, 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 CKUT. Yeah. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding, CKUT 90.3. Take it from me. It's the best, beats the rest. 90.3 CKUT.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jar. That's all I need when I am. 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Cultural Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
Bonjour, c'est Geneviève Letarte. Vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.